This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies.
Can I ask you a question? I know we're playing the game and everybody's all lined up. If we actually win this week, when was the last time we've been 7-2? I think it was under Norv.
Okay.
So I think.
90s?
Like, I don't even know where you would find that, but I think.
Just have to go back and look at the last 30 years.
You have to look at each season, yeah.
Because we were 6-2 under Zorny. I don't think we ever got anywhere near that with Gibbs.
Do you really want to know?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how the hell you find it out. I mean, maybe can't you ask some dumb AI thing?
You might usually be able to.
Yeah. Can't you just somebody figure that out? I feel like it has happened, but it's been a long time. I mean, certainly 91. Where we were rolling, we were better than 7-2.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
Super Bowl champs.
2005. Let's see, 2005. They finished 10-6. Nope, because they went on that run at the end of the year, right? That's right. So it wasn't 2005.
Somebody has the answer. You can call us at 800-636-1067.
We're closing in on unprecedented territory here over the last like 30 some years.
Yep.
I think it happened under Norv, but I could be wrong.
All right, let's punch up a couple contestants. We have a $100 gift card to Metropolitan Hospitality Group on the line. They've got fantastic restaurants like Open Road, Circa, Heirloom, Salt Trio, and El Bebe. And we also have a pair of tickets to go see Metallica M72 tour concert.
All right, let me see here. You know what? We're going to reward him, Cakes. Guy's there every... I mean, he's there every day,
guess,
every
Keith?
Time. No, I'm going to go Rich
okay.
only.
Rich.
Rich and only. That's your guy, right?
That is my guy.
Yeah.
Does he work at the beer store?
Yeah, it's the county-run liquor and spirit store. I don't think it's called the beer store.
Whatever.
Right, whatever it is.
You pick up beer there.
I mean...
It's your beer store.
Sure, it's one of them.
Do you guys sell Luxardo cherries there?
Yes, we do.
What do you charge? About $20? Everybody's $20, right?
Yeah, it's like $18.99, something like that.
Yeah.
Shiner cheering yet? That's the Christmas Shiner.
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's
look at that. Christmas.
Do you guys
beer?
Okay.
Shiner
it's
cheer.
There.
Do you guys sell?
I saw a spot selling Christmas trees yesterday. Already?
Like real live Christmas trees?
I mean, they're outside. I don't know why they'd be fake. Yeah. But won't those things die? I mean, before Christmas?
Yeah. It's very early.
Rich, do you guys carry Surfside? Does Montgomery County Liquors carry
100%.
Surfside?
Big display of them.
We have huge displays of them.
Yeah. Are they? I mean, are people just buying up all the strawberries?
Well, we sell the variety packs.
Yeah, multi-packs. Yeah,
the strawberry is just, I mean, it
you
is
You can't stop
beyond,
raving
I can't
about
stop
it.
Raving about
it's
it.
Awesome. It's your thing.
I can't stop
Tastes
raving
like
about it.
It's like candy.
I mean, it's what it is.
Hey, if you see Cakes, give him a six-pack of Shiner Cheer for me.
Sized.
He'll pay for
whatever
it?
He wants around the O-Town.
Yeah, cool. There you go. The mayor, like the mayor of all of them.
Where is this spot?
It's right on George Avenue, Rick.
Do you think if I walked in, Rich would be sized?
Richie.
Now, I'm not trying to blow up his spot. I think he works at a different spot now.
Oh, I'm bitter.
He used to work at that spot. Now he's in a different spot. He can correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, they transferred me over to the Cloverly location.
Yeah, if you want to go to Cloverly.
Where the hell is Cloverly?
Cloverly is... This is getting in the weeds. It's right off New Hampshire Avenue.
Okay. And
probably never going to be
there. All right, what do you got for him, JP?
You got to punch up another contestant.
Oh, you got to
have I like talking
lock,
to Rich.
You got to lock him in.
We talked to Rich all day.
I understand. I got too many mouses.
Mr. Bickle, I think the last time, I could be wrong on this,
yeah,
that the Commanders slash, it were the Redskins, obviously,
right.
was 1996.
That's been a minute.
That was
they,
Norv,
they
right?
were seven. It was Norv.
Right.
They were 7-1 at one point, and then they lost to the Bills. So they were 7-2.
That was 28 years ago. Is that right? 26.
Didn't
years
Norv
ago.
Also have a year where he started hot out of the gates, like won seven or eight games?
2024.
So. Norv also had this. I know we need to get to the game. He had a record where they got to like 7-1 or 8-1, and then they wound up like 500.
What did they do that year when
this
they went 7-2?
That's the year.
Yeah, that's why I remember.
Dreadful.
They finished 9-7.
Ooh. Right. So they went 7-2. Did we
they
ever
were 7-2. Then they
did
then
we ever get to 8-2? No.
Got to 8-3.
Okay.
But then they lost four of the last five.
Dude, it's been 28 years.
I could be wrong, but
I think you're right.
I think that's
my
what
my silly
was.
Brain had that
that's
in there.
That's a good point.
Here we did the weekends. We started out.
Crap. 28
you
years.
You a back padding machine for your memory?
For that one. Yeah. I do.
That's the luck.
Jason did all the work.
No one in here knew it.
Jason did the work. You didn't find it out.
Yeah, but he.
No, but I said, I think it was with Norb.
He thought it was with Norb. He was right.
I was riding a tricycle back.
Unless I'm missing a year
I don't think so. I think
after
I would remember
96.
It.
I mean, it was either going to be Norv or Joe Gibbs because we know it wasn't any of the Stooges that followed him.
No, certainly not.
All right, so hold on. I got Rich locked in. I think. Yeah, this he's locked in. All right, let's go to Tyler in Crofton. Hey, Tyler.
Hey, what's going on, boys?
What's up, buddy?
What's up, Tyler?
Right, I'm going to ask him some Crofton trivia.
Yeah, as well.
Yeah, what high school did you go to, Tyler?
No, I'm from Florida.
Okay. No offense, but I'm rooting for my man Rich from the old town.
Right.
Don't take offense to it.
All right. We're going to start with the jump ball. There's three questions in the category, a one-pointer, a three-pointer, and a five-pointer. I get confused. I've lost ability. You get the points if you answer the question correctly.
It's your game.
We can make the rules up as we go.
You get the points. Okay? I just want to make it clear.
Yeah.
You get the points if you answer the question correctly. We start with the jump ball. If you know the answer, say your name. That's how you get control of the board. Your category is athletes turned politicians. The one-point jump ball. Say your name to get control. This former New York general ran for senator in Georgia but came up short.
Tyler.
Tyler's in.
Herschel Walker.
Yes.
Wow. Did you call him a New York general? I believe they were
New Jersey. Jersey.
I think it was New York general.
To be persnickety.
Yeah.
That silly helmet.
They did.
And the stars.
All right, Tyler, you have control. The three-pointer is this former Redskins QB was a congressman in North Carolina.
Ooh. Oh. No clue.
I mean, it has to be.
Rich from the old Hold town up. Can
Rich,
steal.
You can steal for three.
Is it Heath Shuler?
It is Heath Shuler.
Had to be Heath
That's
Shuler.
My boy.
Wow.
Let's go, Rich.
Rich up 3-1, and this is almost too easy for the win. This former New York Knicks Hall of Famer was a senator in New York and ran for president in 2000.
Got nothing.
Oh,
Rich doesn't know it. Tyler, you can win this thing if you can name the former New York senator. It's a Hall
William
of Fame basketball.
Brady.
I didn't hear what he said.
Who did
Bill Brady?
It's not Brady.
I can't get it.
It's the wrong name.
You win because of Tyler's incompetence.
It's Bill Bradley.
It's Bradley.
A winner by default.
Yes.
Congratulations, Rich. You get that $100 gift card courtesy of Metropolitan Hospitality Group. You can go to Open Road, Circa, Heirloom, Salt Trio, or El Baby.
Yeah, Rich.
And if you want to send me any Luxardo cherries, I'd love them.
He tried to cheat, too.
Who? You could tell?
Well, he called him William. Has anyone in the history of the world ever called Bill Bradley William?
Bill Brady.
He misread it.
He's going to live that one forever.
Hurt in Google.
Yeah.
All right, let's punch up our next two contestants.
Put them on hold.
I know. Trying. Hate this thing.
That's another W for only MD. Well done, Rich, even though you backed into it.
All right, let's go. I'm just going in order here. Let's go to Kyle in Edgewater. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, what's up, Junkie?
Valdez is going to be in his corner.
Yeah.
Close.
As is Pete Medhurst. Pete Medhurst, the mayor of Edgewater.
Edgewater is so far from Pasadena.
It's so far.
Yeah. It's Edgewater is basically Annapolis.
Yeah. Yeah.
And let's go to Adam in Falls Church. Hey, Adam.
Morning.
What's up, right, Adam?
Good morning.
My guess
good
is luck. Kyle would never claim Pasadena.
He probably would.
Never. Ever.
It just looks down. Yeah,
you telling me this really nice? My buddy just moved to a really nice part of Pasadena.
It's awesome.
Yeah,
it has great great pockets.
Yeah,
small pockets.
Yeah,
yeah.
All right, Kyle and Adam,
you
same
live on the
deal
Magathy for jump change.
You start with the jump ball. Say your name. If you know the answer, that's how you get control of the board. Your category is wrestling nicknames.
Mm. Okay.
I will give you the wrestler, or it might be a wrestling manager.
Okay.
You give me the nickname. All right, your jump ball is Bobby Heenan.
It's kind of old school.
Oh.
Bobby Heenan.
Bobby Adam. Heenan.
Adam?
The Brain.
The Brain.
Oh. Yes.
Yes. Well done.
All right, this one's actually too easy. I probably should have flipped him. Your three-pointer, Adam, is Ric Flair.
Wow.
Nothing. All right, Kyle, you can steal.
Oh, Ric Flair.
He doesn't know.
That's too hard.
Nature Boy Ric Flair, right?
Nature Boy.
Isn't that it?
Yes.
I was never a big
Adam,
Flair
back
guy
to you. You have control.
I mean, I'm not a Ric Flair guy either, but I know his nickname.
Yeah.
Was Ric Flair like in a different wrestling?
Yes, he was WCW for many years.
Yeah, maybe
that's he's most known for. Mm. All right. Five-pointer. This is for the win, Adam. If you get this, you'll win the
big
Metallica baddie tickets.
Metallica.
If you miss it, Kyle has a chance to steal. Jake Roberts.
Just the easiest question ever.
Not for Adam.
Go ahead, Adam. He doesn't know. Go to Kyle.
Kyle, you can win the game. What is Jake Roberts' nickname?
You have plenty of time to Google it.
Jake the Snake Roberts.
There we go. We got a winner.
Easiest dub ever.
Congratulations. You get two tickets to Metallica M72 Tour with special guests Pantera and Suicidal Tendencies. That's coming up Wednesday, May 28th at Northwest Stadium. Tickets are on sale now, courtesy of Live Nation. Yes, Kyle from Edgewater.
All right. You have one more or no?
No, that's it. Done.
That's
okay.
It. We're
that's
done.
It. Was that too hard? Did you didn't know Ric Flair?
No. I mean, when you said no it, idea. I knew it, but it didn't come to mind.
I mean,
I know,
Jake,
I've heard Nature
Jake
Boy
the
Ric
Snake
Flair.
Roberts. Like, that's like the easiest.
And Bobby the Brain. I got I'm good with. I'm telling you, Ric Flair, when I used to watch, he wasn't. You don't think he was in it?
Hey, when we were kids, he was WCW.
Drabby, yeah. Dead or alive, Jake the Snake Roberts. Is he still with us? I don't know.
Yes. No idea.
Yes.
I feel I like he's
so
alive.
He did the whole yoga thing with DDP.
Oh, he did. So he's been brought
died
back to life. I think he's still with us.
I thought he died like a year or two
Mike
ago.
Mike Marr?
I might be wrong.
You have intel?
He's still with us.
Still with us. Yeah, Jake the Snake.
How
well
old?
Done.
69 years old.
There you
very
go.
Good. You don't know his finishing move, JP.
Ooh.
No,
you can't pull it.
No, it has to.
You can't
I'm
pull
just
it.
Thinking it has to.
You can't pull it.
No, that's Iron Sheik.
That's Iron Sheik.
Oh, well, it was Cobras.
I know.
Was it something with a snake?
I was thinking it probably is snake, but I don't know. DDP?
The DDT.
DDT. Oh. He just said DDP, Diamond Dallas Page.
Yeah.
What's the DDT? Isn't that what's in, like, mosquito?
Yeah.
It's like a silly bug repellent.
Yeah, it's like a pesticide.
All right.
Do you know, since you knew Bobby the Brain Heenan, do you know Jimmy Hart's nickname?
Oh, I know it.
Jimmy, I remember. I could picture him.
Yeah,
he always had the megaphone.
Little weaselly guy, but he's butt funny.
Jimmy Money Hart or a Jimmy? What is it?
Jimmy Mouth of the South.
Yeah,
Hart.
All right, last one.
Wasn't he with? He always had that hot chick with him.
Sometimes, eventually, he would have.
Macho Man's
Elizabeth. Yeah, that was going to be my question for him. Miss Elizabeth, don't disrespect her.
Yeah, I still want $20 back from Macho Man because he cost me $20 back in the day. Because he knew, like, I didn't know he was a big, huge Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan.
He knew Brad Johnson.
And he knew who Brad Johnson was, I bet, because he didn't know anything.
Remember, right. You know what his real first name is?
Randy Poffo.
You know what team?
Yeah, same dumb question.
You think I don't know Randy Macho Man Savage trivia? I know all of it. Well, at least the low-hanging fruit I know.
Right.
Those nuggets I know.
Oh, those are the good old days
I could
of
do wrestling trivia names all day.
Man, you know who you didn't look silly? I saw a clip of Hogan walking out, Hulkster, at Trump's rally the other day out of the tunnel. It was the saddest thing I've ever seen.
No, wrong. As bad as he looked, He's didn't look as bad as Jimmy Superfly Snuka at the Montgomery County Fair.
Okay,
about five or 6 years ago.
That was right before he died.
He's no longer with us. Chain smoking Marlboro Reds behind the
just
scenes.
Just looked terrible.
Just looked the worst. Like yeah. the
all
absolute
those wrestlers
worst.
Look brutal.
I just took a look at Jake Roberts in Wikipedia. Well, he looks horrendous.
It was a bad ending for Jimmy Snuka, and I'm sure it will be for a lot of these guys.
It's a brutal life.
It's a brutal way to make a living.
You go in there and get your head beat in night after night after night. You got to do steroids for 40 years.
Yeah, it's rough.
God only knows what kind of alcohol and drugs you're addicted
to. Cut your forehead. How many times do you think he took a razor to his forehead?
500.
Crazy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah. Jake the Snake Roberts. Mm-hmm.
Do they still do that? Are there bleeders?
I don't know. I haven't watched in a while.
They don't cut their forehead.
They don't bleed anymore. Blood packs or whatever they do.
My offer, the $20.
This is going to be a nice fat orange juice, one of my fruit servings.
Well, I can lend it to you after I win it, and you'll give me. I'll give you another IOU.
All right, Dick.
Brad Johnson.
Oh! How much money, Dick?
Is that in studio? No.
Sounded like it.
It's a celeb shootout with a debt recorder. Mm.
Oh.
Oh.
God.
All
right. So he was at an event
and we had a guy ask him questions. Was it like Brett or something?
Yeah, someone.
Can't remember. I'll forgive the debt because he's dead. Mm-hmm. He's been dead for a while. But it still stings.
You're still pissed that you had
still
to get $20
to this day.
Mm. All right. Got to take a break if you want to chime in. 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.